Canadians, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got a great show tonight. There's quite a few things I wanted to get out of the way first before we start the show, and let's see if we can bring this up. One of the blasts we put out on the newsletter is about Unity Consciousness, and just to get a little heads up about it, Unity Consciousness is the ninth wave according to the Mayan calendar, and it's upon us now. And it began in March with exponential increase in energy, and yet the kickoff for this energy is around July 17th and 18th. And so I really hope everybody is, kind of meditating, contemplating, initiating this energy, letting this energy move through them. And it's all about unity consciousness. So anything that we haven't forgiven or allowed to come into oneness, it's going to be up for us, and we're going to be feeling this and experiencing this. And it's up to us to just hold that consciousness and energy. You know, there's only one mind, and we're all connected to the universal field of consciousness and energy. So what one does affects the whole, and now it's time to choose, you know, what you're going to throw into that field and what you're going to have coming back to you in that field. So, you know, I believe there will eventually be a split, and there will be two major worlds or timelines. And this wave is a push or a lifting, you know, for those who engage it. And here at East City Ranch, we're experiencing these two worlds jumping back and forth, which has been documented with occasional disappearances and reappearances of people, you know, taking the self-mastery and the Kundalini classes. So basically people are just meditating in the field here and hanging out, are experiencing these energies and having these experiences. So, you know, this is a universal event. If you feel you need to lay down, rest, meditate, assimilate these new energies, by all means do so. You know, this is a golden opportunity. So let's all work together and transcend, you know, all the cultural and religious boundaries, let go of the petty differences, wounds, traumas, and past, you know, surrender to the God or Goddess within, whatever you want to call it. You know, we'll be sending emanations of love, joy, and bliss to all those who wish to receive these transmissions and ask everyone to join us. You know, there's nothing to pay for this other than attention to the God, Spirit, Creator within all creation. And that's within yourself. So, you know, let that spark become the full flame and, you know, see where it takes you. You know, it's a golden opportunity to heal, release the past, and move forward and, you know, make that quantum leap. But enough said for that program. Let me see. I've got a few other little ditties here. There's quite a few things happening here. We've got I'm looking at the calendar here. We've got a bunch of events coming up. We have a children's program here and a few other things. So go ahead to go to the East City site and you can see that and the latest footage. We have Mel Fabregas. We just sent out his experience here at East City with Veritas, and just he had an amazing experience here and a very, very big opening and awakening while he was here. And he met some wonderful people and, you know, top line guests and speakers here, and got to hang out with them. And he came with an open mind, but a very discerning mind, and he left with no more doubt whatsoever that UFOs are here, and they are, you know, part of this reality here at East City as well. So, you know, that footage is up on the site as well. If you go to the BBS site here or the East City site, you can see the footage of the ship flying over the conference. You know, we did an intention experiment and a healing experiment, and we cleared the energy. And when we were done, we walked outside, and this beautiful reddish-pinkish ship came flying right over the conference building. And what's nice is John Riley, who is, I believe, a Lockheed engineer, and Brooks Agnew, which is a geophysicist, and Renato Longato, who is a South American UFO investigative reporter. They all filmed this ship and, you know, personally witnessed it as well. So, several other ships flew over, you know, one cutting the trees halfway, you know, below halfway treetop level, flying right over the conference building. And we got those on film as well. So overall, you know, it's a done deal. You know, we've got about 300 people attended this conference and saw and filmed all kinds of incredible ships interacting with people and felt the energies. And, You know, that's the real story. The real story is the telepathic and the heartfelt connection that you have with these beings who are extremely spiritually and technologically advanced beings. And that's what it's all about. And trying to, you know, explain this to somebody and prove it to somebody is really not what it's about. It's about your own personal journey and your own personal experience. And that's what's good about ESETI is people come to the ranch and have their own personal experience and then go out and share that with others. You know, usually unbeknownst to them that they are going to get a lot of flack. So, you know, people trying to make it anything other than the obvious, you know, which is something we've been getting into. You know, I sent a newsletter out with Dr. Boylan, and it's very sad, but at the last conference he sent something out, a very, very derogatory newsletter out, and I guess at the conference he was telling people that we are working with the cabal and that we've been taken over by the cabal, and it's pretty interesting. It's very sad, you know, that he's taken that path, but it's basically a reflection of his own path, and maybe, you know, as a psychiatrist or a child psychiatrist or whatever he does, he might want to look, you know, at into that universal mirror and see what he's talking about, because, you know, we don't really work with the Greys or the Reptilians or any of these other forces, and we've been focusing mainly on the spiritually and technologically advanced beings that look just like us or similar to us, or those, the greater family of man, you might say, is what we are working with. And, you know, those who have shifted into pure service, they've evolved to a very high level, and that's basically what we're working with. So Dr. Boylan, I wish you the best, and I hope you get whatever you need, and I hope this reality check might help you to, you know, look a little clearly about what you're talking about. You know, it's funny because in the books, Becoming Gods and Reunion with Source, we've spoken about these groups, you know, the New World Order, the Tyrants. We've been very clear about who they are and what their agenda is, and have exposed many false flag operations and again, have been right on top of the Gulf oil and everything else, you know, breaking news. So all these radio shows and the books and everything else has pointed to the direct opposite of his conclusion. And sometimes when you have an overwhelming, you know, opposite reality affecting yours, it's time to reevaluate, you know, your reality and your projections on others, and might want to take a little stock in your own program and what's going on. So anyway, enough said about that. You know, it's sad that some people fall into this program of polarity and anger and againstness and jealousy and all these other programs, but unfortunately in the UFO community, that's pretty commonplace. There's an old saying in the UFO community is that they eat their young, you know, and they eat their own. And, you know, wouldn't it be a novel idea? You know, talking with James Fox, I did a couple interviews with him, and he was saying, you know, what would it take to just get everybody to come together and work in the highest and best good of humanity, earth, and truth, and get this information out and just stop trying to be the Messiah or the one and only and thinking your pie is the whole pie when you only have a piece of the pie. And nobody has the whole pie. I'm the first to say I don't have the whole pie. This is so vast and so outrageous, what's happening on this planet right now. I think for anybody to think they have the whole pie is a little bit of, you know, a little off the deep end. But anyway, you know, he was asking me about that. What would it take? And I told him it would take a miracle. Because I've been working on that for quite some time. So anyway, I don't know what to do with this thing other than it's time, you know, for us to start working together. Maybe this ninth wave of unity consciousness will push all this garbage up and out. I'm hoping that's the case, and people move beyond, you know, this fear and aggression program that they're pushing out there and move back into unity consciousness. And, you know, once we do that and stop greeting these off-world visitors with fear and aggression, you know, then they will land and they will start working with us, and they are working with those who have risen to the occasion. So, you know, here at ESETI, we are focused on process-oriented therapy. We do a lot of world healing, personal healing, meditations. It's an ongoing thing here. been going on for 24 years of holding the frequency here. And that's why we are so successful in both, you know, allowing others to experience one-on-one contact with these beings and also bringing the ships in for everybody to film. So, you know, when you bring in ABC and Fox News and Paranormal State and BBC and redundantly these ships come up and they film them and go on the air, one would think that there just might be something going on here, but there still are those who are saying that there is nothing going on here or that it's some kind of dark, ominous thing, you know, despite all of the major healings and spontaneous healings and awakenings that are have been going on here for 24 years. But anyway, you know, in these days to come, it's good to just see that as a process, and everybody's having their process, and these energies are bringing up they're going into their dark night of the soul, and some people have already gone through it and are well on their path, and some people haven't even looked at their dark night of the soul yet. So God help them, you know, with these new energies coming in, it's going to get very, very intense. You know, we've got, I really wanted to kind of bend this show around this ninth wave that's coming in, and the unity consciousness, and, you know, it's pretty outrageous what's happening. I'm seeing people that are just being laid out right now. You know, their stuff is coming up. There's all kinds of little competition programs going on and processes and it's happening everywhere. And so it's up to us to hold a frequency, to hold a vibration, and play with it if you need to a little bit, you know, whatever needs to happen to get this process through. But, you know, all in all, at the end of the day, all there is you and what you've magnetized and attracted to you. So, you know, that is the bottom line. There's big lessons going on right now. So I'm hoping we can hook up with our landline. We've got some new people here at the ranch who have witnessed some of the UFOs, and I'm trying to bring somebody on that line.
Hi, James. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
This is Pamela.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here, just listening to everything you were just sharing and living here at the ranch and teaching the classes, especially the conference. We're just seeing waves and waves of people coming through and contacting us that are experiencing all different levels of healing and growth. And one of the things that's really just touched me so much is we talk about this shift. And from my experience now, people that are service-minded, that are coming together, working together, that was demonstrated so beautifully here at the conference, just the people that we brought in to help, all of the guests here. There was just so much love and compassion mm-hmm. for one another that I saw the shift taking place right now, right before my eyes, and it was just proof positive that we're on the right track. The effects, the ripple effects, are just radiating outward from ISETI and all over the world. We're getting calls from people who are going through a lot of healing crisis and a lot of they're feeling the energy coming in and they're not quite sure how to deal with it. So it's beautiful to be able to provide support and help people understand that to move through this process with grace, just to have compassion for themselves and get out of the head, move into the heart, and allow that guidance to come in so that they can move through the changes. And I see all of us here and the people who are coming here being transformed by this idea of service, this living in service and having an open heart. And it makes such a big difference worldwide, not just here at the ranch. So it's just a great thing to be a part of. I've had so many experiences here in the year that I've lived here that have just completely transformed everything I previously thought to be true. And so when there's all this talk about is it real, is it not real, it's kind of funny to me because there's just a knowing that occurs if you open up to it. You can be discerning. It's important to be discerning. But if you open your heart and you do the work and meet them halfway, I mean, there's just no doubt. There's no question in my mind. The experiences that I've had the experiences that I've shared, so that through intention and through the intention of healing and opening, these experiences come and they continue to increase and they continue to have an effect not only on myself and people that are present, but everyone that we come into contact with from thereafter, the Kundalini classes that we teach when we're traveling, you know, there's an activation each time, and the ships come in, the orbs come in, and they transform the energies. They ground the energies into people's hearts, into the land, and that activity continues just through direct experience, you know, and I think that's going to continue to emanate and grow and change people. It's just this wave coming in is bringing up everybody's stuff, like you were talking about. And if people could just step back for a moment and be objective and view it as an opportunity to release, you know, that which no longer serves them, and to really come to terms with any pain or fear or doubt that they have inside themselves, it's just a beautiful opportunity for growth with all of this stuff coming up. And that's, I think, one of the main things that I want people to really understand and think about and engage and meditate on is just allowance and allowing the process to unfold. Because there's so much healing in it, and it may not feel, it may feel a little fearful when you're going through it at first, but just on the other side is just a deep peace. And it's just beautiful to see people moving through that process and to know that there is support and there is help out there, and others going through similar experiences. So,
yeah, get creating a space, you know, for a safe space for people to go through that process, and then working with the higher beings and everything else. I've seen, you know, in your classes and all the other classes here too as well, it's just miracles happen and people just totally unfold and go through quantum leaps in evolution.
Yeah.
In just a day or two, you know, it's amazing.
Absolutely. And that assistance is there. It's so there. It's all around us, you know, whether it be our higher self or our guides. Just opening to the possibility of that is really a key to unlocking, you know, any dormant potentials, any understand, any openings that you need to have in order to be graceful through this process. And it's really beautiful, and it's just lovely to see so many people coming here and taking the teacher's training and the self-mastery classes and the Kundalini and going out and sharing this information with people and helping them to understand that really just going within and releasing the past is all that's required. There's so much guidance and assistance once you can open up to it. So,
yeah, I agree. I think it's so important, too, that, you know, people learn before they do any practice at all to learn how to clear any unseen energies and create a sacred space, you know, before
Absolutely.
You engage these energies. And you know, a lot of times if there's resistance to that, you know, there's a reason there's resistance to that, and we should keep clearing until that resistance goes away.
It is a foundational, it's foundational practice for us here, and we continue to share that and teach that. Just tonight we got a call from someone from Ireland who going through, he had a tremendous sighting of a large ship that powered up and downloaded information for him, and he had potentials activated, energetics, healing energetics activated, and he was really going through a crisis. All of his fears were coming up, and to understand that he can learn to clear and hold his space and ask for assistance and guidance in moving through this process was a tremendous comfort to him. And I think there are many people like him, you know, all over the world who are going through these experiences and just need to tap in and realize how much assistance is actually all around us.
Yeah, you know, what's sad is there are a lot of people that go into projection and blame, and you know, they want to make put this evil outside of themselves, and you know, they just go on, you know, some people go on the full-blown attack mode, you know, with this stuff, and they just take a few deep breaths and back up, you know, and just realize, you know, I'm the one feeling this. This is my reality that I'm creating. You know, I can reframe this. I can change, you know, create a different reality. I can focus on something else, you know, that's very beautiful or loving or joyous, and, you know, just stop for a minute and, you know, take a long two or three deep breaths and just, change your reality. And it's amazing, what can happen. And because really it goes nowhere by projecting and blaming. That's just going to create more division, more problems, and push people further away.
Yeah, and it's like a lot of people, we tell people so often that, when they have so much light in the side, activate, it's like moth to a flame. Sometimes mm-hmm. entities and other beings are coming in, and they're not quite sure what to do with it all. But I believe that a lot of that is coming to people as an opportunity for healing, not only for themselves, but for these entities and other beings. So the clearing techniques is so empowering, so amazingly empowering to hold your own space. And that's what we're all trying to do here, is hold space for others to recognize their full potential, and the ships coming in, and they come in, just, there's so many ships coming in here and, all over the world right now. They're just a further confirmation, and they have so much to share, the downloads, the power-ups. It is information coming in to assist people to help with their activation and to move through this. And it's just, to me, there's just no doubt in anyone that is doubting this or the goodness of our work. They're just so misinformed, and most likely a lot of thought forms coming in trying to divert others from their own opening and healing process.
Mm-hmm. I know one thing is, being out in the field with, some of the speakers like William Henry and Lisa Renee and, Michal Ledwith, and, they're all sitting out there, and these ships come in and power up. And one of the common things that they say is, I go, do you see it? And they go, what do you mean see it? I felt it,
Yeah.
They felt a wave of energy go through them, and they got all giddy and happy afterwards. And, it's amazing when you connect with these beings on a more spiritual level, what's available versus just, running around looking for nuts and bolts and
exactly.
Little gray dead bodies.
It is great. The ships come in and start powering up, and the speakers and all the people here, they turn into a bunch of happy little kids jumping up and down, smiling, laughing.
Yeah.
They turn into, their purest self in that moment, and that's a beautiful thing.
It was kind of funny because during the conference, after we walked outside and doing the intention experiment and healing experiment, brought them in, I walked outside and everybody's just screaming and going, oh, my God, and they're jumping up and down and grabbing me by the arm going, I can't believe it's real, and they're like, it was, they're all acting like little kids, and all of a sudden there was one guy stopped and he goes, oh, you see this all the time,
And yeah,
I go,
but we still jump up and down.
Yeah, it's still exciting. It's still exciting, but I'm just kind of trained myself, to watch, and observe.
But it's
still exciting,
The energy comes in, you feel it in your heart, and it's a wonderful feeling just to be free and open to the possibility of all that is. I mean, it's right there, Tapping into that is just the most fun in the world. It's beautiful.
Yeah. We're definitely going through a shift and a quantum leap in consciousness and energy. And, these beings are part of that. They're part of the greater family man that's ushering it in. And it's time for us to join the rest of the universe in peace, drop the fear and aggression, and we could see just, an incredible shift in consciousness and the environment as well. I mean, they have incredible cleanup technologies, but they didn't make the mess, and we allowed the mess, and we still have things to learn from this mess.
Yeah. Well, all that is being resolved as we go through the process, so there's a lot of hope in that. Hey, I have another guest here.
Great.
Would you like to talk to them? And thanks so much, James.
Oh, thanks for coming on the show, Ben.
Okay, here you go.
Hi, James. This is Kim Smith.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Hey, you want to talk about some of your experiences here at the ranch?
I do. My coworker and partner and friend from Bellingham and I got up here Thursday night, and actually the first experience I had was healing by you and Jana, and that was the first time I've ever had something like that, and the two interesting experiences I had were very suddenly, which I don't tend to cry, but I was just tears were flowing, and it wasn't a sad, mournful kind of feeling. It was just a release. And again, this is all very, the medical metaphysical stuff is all very new for me. So I was feeling when a guide was coming in, I think you mentioned the name was Leah, and I felt an incredible, nice, soothing warmth in my shoulders, my neck and ears. And I just, again, I've never felt that. So that was just getting to the ranch. That was very eye-opening. I think it was 45 minutes after I got here. So that was a pretty incredible start.
Great.
And that night, there weren't as many people as there are now, tonight, Saturday, but I think there were five of us, and we saw 12 ships. It was incredible, just the beauty of the mountain. We were sitting out there for hours before the sun went down, just to see the soft glow of the mountain and the pink on the west side as the sun went down, and just feeling very peaceful and calm. It's just so beautiful, and then the stars started coming out. At around 10:30, well, we started doing the logical thing. Okay, that's not a plane. That's not a satellite. That's not a jet. You're going through the list of what it isn't. And just my approach for this weekend was being open-minded and trying to open my heart and just take it in and relax. And it was sensational. It was just so fun. And I've also noticed, I was telling my friends, that when I sleep here, it's a very deep, hard sleep. I usually wake up a few times a night. I have not done that here in the last two nights, so that's been pretty incredible. Last night was really great. I venture to say we saw about 40-plus ships pretty quickly. The two that stuck, well, there's three scenarios that stuck out for me, which are pretty incredible. One was we saw a majority of the ships coming from the south going north, and there was a set of five or six in a cluster that were moving north. And again, you're, at least for me, I'm thinking, okay, these aren't planes. These aren't, there's maybe, what, two or three satellites perhaps per night that you might see, maybe one, I don't know, but... Clearly, that ruled that out. It was amazing. The two things that blew me away, one I just missed was the U-turn, and I was looking for some dramatic 90-degree quick turn or something, and took my eyes off of it for a few seconds, and my crew said, yeah, it made a U-turn. It was going south, and then it U-turned and went north. Satellites don't do that. Planes don't do that. And the one that my favorite thing that I experienced by far, I don't know why, it just spoke to me, was there's something different coming from the west to the east, and it was very fast, incredibly fast compared to the other ships. And it just zoomed from one horizon to the other. You know, honestly, I'd venture to say, I think less than 2 minutes, and I can't even imagine how fast that was going, but those were my... really fun experiences, just the sitting, looking at the mountain during the day, having problems getting up. I'm so relaxed. It's so peaceful and pretty here. And the examples of the ships. And the one little fun thing I haven't told anybody, to the right of the mountain, all of a sudden there's no clouds in the sky. It's beautiful weather up here and clear and blue. All of a sudden this little cloud starts to form, and it gets a little bit bigger. And it stops, and the wind really isn't blowing it to make it thinner. It just kind of hanging out, and it starts to shrink inside itself and disappear. And my friends and I saw that about three or four times. You know, again, it makes you question, is this a weather phenomenon? Is this something else? So those are my experiences, and just other than your staff are really sweet and friendly, and everybody's really nice and like-minded, and that's been really good for me. I'm going through a divorce right now, 43, and I've been married since I was a young lad and with my wife for, oh my goodness, 22 years. So I'm in a real big transition, and this trip has been perfect for me. It's been perfect timing, very peaceful. It's a right mindset for me to be in, and I'm hoping that I take some information I've learned from the people around here and let it just soak in and percolate, and And I definitely want to come back. I really had a just honestly, if I could just sit here and look at the mountain and see the stars come out, that's spectacular. But to see the ships and knowing that, like I said, going through my mind, clicking off all those things that it wasn't, I'd say I have an open mind, but I'm health in a healthy way skeptical. You know, as a lot of humans mm-hmm. are, but this has really blown me away, and so I really appreciate it.
Great. Yeah, we encourage that. We encourage discernment, in anything, in any teaching, people need to, maintain, their own discernment and, see if it works for them and empowers them and doesn't disempower them. And free thinking is so important right now.
Yes.
And there's so little of it, out there, it seems like. But, it's awesome that you could come up here and then, keep your discernment and have those experiences and see the ships. Did you see any of the power-ups where they just totally light up and power up the sky when they come over, when we shoot the lasers up there?
That was another thing that, other flying objects do not do. They're... In fact, last night, you reminded me of something. It was going south to north again, and it would power up, power down, power up. It's kind of beacon-like, but it was not in a set amount of time. I think sometimes it would do it in a two-second interval, five-second interval, 3-second interval, 7-second interval. It was just, it was different. It wasn't a typical object, and, mm-hmm. and that was pretty. I don't want to say freaky, but that was pretty amazing. and there, it's just you communicating with the laser and encouraging it to power up. And sometimes it really would amazingly, and other times it's almost. I got the sense that they were being shy, like, no, I don't want to do that. I'll just do it a little bit for maybe 10 seconds, and then fade away where you can barely see me. But mm-hmm. yes, there were some power ups that were really cool.
Great. Yeah, overall, I always tell people, it's just the beauty, the consciousness and energy here, the vibration of the land. That's what's really important. And the UFOs are just a bonus.
Yes, I agree. I think if there were no crafts flying around, it's fun. People are friendly and it's so relaxing around here. And for me, it's been amazing I feel a release when I come here, when I've been here the last a few days, so I'm looking forward to tonight for sure. And apparently there's more people, and I just have a feeling there's going to be more sightings and maybe some neat stuff.
Oh yeah, it's a pretty diverse group here this time. It'd be interesting how things unfold.
Definitely. I know children's here too, so maybe we'll see some. Oh, the orbs too. I forgot that. That was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen orbs except in some pictures that we've taken. Not a lot, but I mean, that was another amazing thing that blew me away. and stick with children, perhaps. I hear that they're attracted to that kind of youthful energy, and I suspect there might be quite a few around tonight. So.
We'll put on the infrared spotlight and then the night vision and show them in real time. I love watching the orbs flying around and interacting with people, especially kids.
Yes, for sure.
That pretty much eliminates the dust pollen or pollen program, when you see these things in real time.
For sure, definitely. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. Is there anybody else that wants to come on?
There is, it's Manuel is here, I think. Yeah.
Great.
Okay, let me put you on. Okay. Bye, James.
Hi, James.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I know you just came out of the Kunlun class, and you're probably still looking for your feet.
Yeah. I've been spending the recent days more with nonverbal communication.
Uh-huh.
So... I'm still kind of out there. This place has really been very transforming and very powerful and just relaxing in a very different way, since the location seems to coincide with one of the main power meridians on the planet that always kind of gets me out of whack. And yeah, it's I guess I'm one of them kids that you mentioned earlier. They're just jumping around and being happy and just walking around this landscape in awe and wonder about what's all around and saying hello at different times of the day. And yeah, for me, I've been traveling a lot in the last 7 years, and I've been having the pleasure to be spending many nights outside and in remote places where you can see the stars beautifully. And I've been watching satellites always just for fun and see them here and there. And when I first came here, I was like, yeah, that's satellites. And then you started pointing a laser at them, and then they started flashing back. I thought, oh man, I should have gotten the laser pointer earlier and maybe tried it. That was just incredible. And to see the difference, and then also the amount of usually that you see in one night is definitely much less than for some reason is happening here. There's just one after another, and there seems to be some kind of a rush hour or something.
Yeah, we have the 11 o'clock rush hour that goes till about, 11:30 or 12, and then it dies down again, and then it picks up around 3 in the morning to 5, and they come down really low then.
Oh, yeah, and the other night, remember that, when this really bright ship came from the west? And we all were looking,
yeah.
And it disappeared behind the trees, and we all were looking and to see if it comes back out on the other side, and it just went behind the trees, and it should have been on the other side in about like half a second, and it was gone.
Yeah.
That was another pretty evident experience.
Yeah, and these are low. I mean, they're below the trees. You know, they're behind the trees. So it definitely, you know, they're not up in space. They're pretty low, and you know, to vanish like that's pretty interesting.
Absolutely, yeah. So yeah, many experiences of last night have been already told by my colleague here, fellow camper. Last night was just incredible. I mean, that was just topping it all off. I've been here now, on and off a week, and seen all kinds of interesting lights, even out in the field, on the mountain, several nights in a row on the same spot on the mountain, which I think you guys call that the portal or something like that. And it's just always seen on the same spot. It's very strong light.
Yeah, you know, they're coming out to play. They live on the interior there, and there's not just third dimensional beings there, but there's fourth, fifth, and sixth, and probably seventh dimensional beings, you know, coming out to play and appearing as lights.
Yeah, that gets me right to the next really interesting experience. I don't dream a lot usually, but here it seems to be happening every night. There's just some, I've been visited by different energies and beings that have transparent light bodies, and just, in a very, like, vague kind of schematic way, since this for me is kind of like the first time that I'm actually having such a experience that it would be like every night. You know, if you have a weird dream like that like once a year or so, I don't pay much attention, but I kind of had to because it's like mostly in the morning hours. It's just some different beings saying hello, and also that orbs that first just showed up on photographs, they seem to sometimes materialize in a way that you can see them. You can even see them when I noticed with a friend, Dawana, she's a trans medium, very sensitive person, and we would just, through the flash of the camera, we would just see orbs flying around without even looking at the picture. And yeah, the demonstration with the night vision and the infrared was also, that was really quite incredible. See them zoom around and hang out over people's heads and play with people's auras, and I just it's just really hard to digest. I mean, I know that I've seen even ships before, but I thought are ships, and I know I'm a very spiritual, open person, and I'm aware of nature spirits. I would say I'm some kind of shamanistic journey in my life. It's all incorporated to actually have it in such a massive quantity, and it's just there, almost graspable, and it's just all around you all the time. It's just magic happening in this place. I don't know, it's very special energy. It's special people are attracted to it. I feel very comfortable, feel like family here, and it's just most healing to just be here and see this, the vastness of the universe, yet from another aspect.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you're here and got to experience all this. It gets a little overwhelming after a while, and then you just have to just let go and go, okay, you know, it's here, it's real, and you know, what's even tougher to realize sometimes it's you know, we're a part of that. It's all a part of us, and if we're experiencing it, it's within us as well.
Yeah. Totally. It's just, yeah, it's, hard to digest in a couple of hours in that amount. That it's good to go, come back and like have some, it's just incredible. I don't know, it's just incredible. It's like some living in some fairy tale or something, or some kind of a wishful thinking dream coming through. I don't know, it's just this world is just incredible. This universe is magical and responsive and alive, and there's all kinds of being and so much more than meets the eye, and there's so much more to be perceived and to be trained to be sensitive for and to evolve within. And yeah, it's great to see that potential and to see what is possible and where we can be if you put a little bit of focus to it.
Hey, well, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing, you know, your experience here. I know it probably helps a lot of other people validate, you know, some of their experiences as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for what you're doing and that you are providing this space for the public and have it open. And yeah, it's just awesome.
Yeah, is there anybody else there that might want to come on the show? Or?
Yeah, there's actually another student from the Kunlun class. I'd like to pass the phone on.
All right.
Goodbye. Thank you.
All right, thanks for coming on the show.
Hello?
Hello, who are we speaking with?
This is John.
Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I was about ready. I'm kind of down on people right now. I just came back from talking to my wife and found a bunch of trash on the ground, and it just breaks your heart, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a process, you know.
Yeah. I think I brought some friends back with me, though. It seemed when I was coming back from my trip that I felt some energy behind me.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be a few more fairies around here.
Yeah. Yeah, keep your camera handy. You know, a lot of us are getting photographs.
But it's pretty amazing around here. You know, it's so much different from what I'm used to in Nebraska. From Nebraska, and right now it's hot and humid there, and it's here. It's majestic. I guess is the word majestic. It's just. Sky might not be crystal clear all the time, but it's just surreal, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you get to see some of the ships last night? Or?
Yeah, I did. I saw some of the ships. I don't think I saw any light up, but I saw them going different directions, going back and forth. And I want to look at the orbs tonight. I kind of been back and didn't take a turn looking at them.
Oh, yeah, you definitely have to do that. It's amazing.
I could see them in the laser, though. I could see them
yeah.
in your laser when you're pointing them. But mm-hmm. I was hoping to use my camera to show up some orbs like we do at the house, but must need a little more special equipment than I have.
Yeah, if you have it too nice a camera, it's hard to get the orbs because they have a UV filter in which blocks the ability to take pictures of the orbs. And so, you know, unfortunately, you know, we have to check and see if there's some kind of a UV filter in there. And sometimes they're removable, and it makes a big difference.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was maybe the shutter speed or something, but the UV,
Yeah, I just get a crappy camera, you know. You're in there.
I thought it was the opposite way. Yes.
Yeah, no, it is. It's kind of funny, but yeah, if you want to get you know, something with some really good night vision capabilities for filming the UFOs, that gets real expensive, and we're definitely underfunded in that area. But I know they have these. Yeah, they have an attachment that you put on your camera, and it has infrared capabilities, and they're about $6,000 to get the ones that really work, and that's just a little outside of our budget, but we would have the most outrageous footage, you know, you know, it's too bad. When Jay Leno was here with his crew, they had that equipment, and they shot incredible footage, but they wouldn't share it with us, and they never aired it either, but... And maybe someday they'll just send a crew over here again, you know, and share their footage with us.
Yeah, well, hopefully the energy will get to them and they'll change.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks for coming on the show. Anybody else that wants to come on?
Not in the room, not right now. Just me.
You're all alone, huh?
All alone, yeah.
I was hoping to get my... nieces on there, but they're probably like a little freaking out after hearing everybody else, you know, in their experience.
Yeah. I've been reading Barbara Hand Cloud. I don't know if you've read any of her books, but
it's really
interesting. You know,
some of the first books that they came out with, you know, the Plating Agenda and the other things are really good. I mean,
I read the nine, what is it, the nine levels of dimensions. Then I came back and read the Plating Agenda.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to bring things out a little clearer. I also have, the Pleiadian workbook that I want to start reading. It's ties in with this one.
Yeah, there's a book called UFOs and the Nature of Reality, and it's Judith Cotin. I might be pronouncing her name wrong, but that's one of the clearest books I've seen as far as what's really going on, you know, and what's happening. And then I know Randolph Winter's book, I can't remember the name of it, but he put out a book that was very good, you know, gave some real good information, and that was in the Billy Meyer times, in the very beginning, some very good information came through, but then they kind of went astray, you might say, and it's sad because they're, you know, they got very kind of exclusive, saying that you know, he's the only true prophet of God and the only contactee on the planet, which we all know is beyond ridiculous. So,
oh, yeah.
But you know, it's sad that people go off on these messiah complexes and exclusivity programs, and then end up trashing, you know, what might have been some really good work in the beginning.
Yeah, there's so much channeling out there. You know, the light beings are going to come and save us and clean
yeah.
up the oil spill for us, but no, I don't believe that. Okay, there's someone here who's going to talk to.
Great.
All right.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking
Hello?
With?
This is Jana.
Hey, Jana. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. I just kind of wanted to share my energy, I guess, with the audience, considering what's coming in today. We've been really riding it here today, and sort of the phenomenon of how we hear it being a power spot, almost like the energy that's coming from the center of our galaxy to the planet and to all these power spots, it's really amplified and really received here first, and it reverberates out. And to be here is quite an exhilarating experience, to learn to harness and to transmit this energy through this body. So, yeah,
yeah,
I'm really
quite
feeling
a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, I woke up this morning and I didn't even really realize it was a new moon. I kind of thought about it, and that, you know, I knew the ninth wave was coming in, and then, you know, we just hit the ground running, and it was just hilarious. And as, you know, and then sort of partway through the day, it's like, whoa, we just felt really floored, and we kind of paced ourselves, but, and it's good to be patient with yourself and forgiving when this energy is coming in, and to be gentle with each other. So
mm-hmm.
Today's been a really special day.
Great. Yeah, thanks for sharing. People need to hear that. It is time to just flow with these energies, surrender, you know, to the, whatever you want to call it, the God, creator, spirit within, and just release the past and let go and move on and start creating a better tomorrow. I just think resistance is futile, you know.
Oh, you're reading my mind, because that's how it feels. And that
yeah.
the more that you heal and you open your channels up, the more that spirit flows through you, like really
mm-hmm.
like a river, and that you, it's an incredible thing. And that I mean, we all really encourage that process so that, you know, so there is no resistance, so that you can step into this and step out of, you know, a more oppressive frequency. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, I studied the Mayan calendar for several years before I came up here, and it's kind of like that knowledge is very present, but it's kind of faded from my everyday. I follow the 13 moon calendar, but today it was like I just got so involved in the energy, just the details kind of faded. And yeah, so I think it's going to be a fantastic night out there tonight.
Yeah, there's such a big difference between head knowledge and experience and actually feeling the energy. And
absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, we're getting a lot of comments.
Definitely.
Yeah. We're getting a lot
like
of comments. Yeah.
Yeah, we're out of time, unfortunately. So, hey,
oh,
thanks
yeah,
for coming on the
you.
Show. And
yeah.
We'll be out
there. See you in the field.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
All right, unfortunately we're out of time. You got to hear some of what's going on out here. It's just amazing. We didn't have time for callers because we were having trouble with some of these other lines here. But anyway, hope everybody's hanging in there through this shift, through these times. Just let go and let God, let spirit, let creator do its thing. Don't get into blame and projection, because it's going to come back at you a thousandfold. But anyway, this is James Gill with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.